And now, Straight Speak with David Hughes.
There's nothing like a memorable quotation to remind us of what matters, what's important, what we must strive for. Unfortunately, most of us, although often reminded, seldom live up to the principles of the most memorable quotations. One of my favorites, which I think applies to what is going on and not going on in our community today, is this. Never doubt that a small, thoughtful group of people can change the world. Indeed, it's the only thing that ever has. This is by Margaret Mead, an American anthropologist. Let me parse this quote a little bit. I want to apply it to what's not going on here in Northumberland. The key part in the quote is, a small, thoughtful group who can change the world. But before I do that, I want to tie it into what is going on, not only in our communities, but in our society everywhere. Two words, disconnection and alienation. Most of us are well aware of how disconnected and alienated we are, in a world that has never been so connected. Why is this? Well, it's not rooted in the technology. It's rooted in many things, but two critical ones are a lack of principles and a lack of people participation. Principles are the fundamental truths that form the foundation on how we think and behave. And yet today, very little thinking and behavior is based on principles. Instead, it's based on self-interest and expediency, seldom on the greater good. We don't have to look any further than our local councils to see how thinking, behavior, and decision-making is disconnected from the people and alienating most of the citizens. In Northumberland, unlike nationally, we don't have measurements for the disapproval levels of governments and politicians. But you can be sure at the local level, it's not good. We have small groups of autocratic thinking people who are disconnected from the people who elected them. So let me connect this pervasive culture of disconnection and alienation and connect it to Margaret Mead's quote, a small, thoughtful group of people can change the world. Together, here's what it says. The only way we can reconnect our communities is if small groups of people change the community. And if we change enough communities, we can, in fact, begin to change the world. Unfortunately, our local councils are not small, thoughtful groups of people. They're small, but in most cases, on most issues, they fall short of being thoughtful. Thoughtful in the sense of deep, well-informed, analytical, and reflective thinking. Not simply reading the paperwork, thinking about it, and voting, or just following the mayor's lead. That's not thoughtful. That's superficial, reactionary, irresponsible, and certainly not based on the principles of democracy, like doing the greater good and valuing people's full participation. Instead, small groups of politicians have allowed the people to become disconnected and alienated because they prefer disconnection to participation. It makes their job easier because it serves their short-term self-interest rather than the community's long-term best interest, a better democracy. What we need in this election year are more small, thoughtful groups of people who can change the world. And it starts by unseating the small groups we currently depend on. Think about it.
For more on this commentary and to subscribe to David's blog, visit him at straightspeak.com. Straight Speak is heard on Mondays at 1:05 p.m., Wednesdays at 8:40 a.m., and Fridays at 4:20 p.m. on Northumberland 89.7.